you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Tuesday, January 25th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Day after day, earlier this month, LA County reported more than 40,000 new cases of COVID-19. It got to where the county would set a record, then break it the next day. Well, no record today. In fact, today's total of new COVID-19 cases in LA County is 19,000. That is less than half what we were seeing 2 weeks ago. Keep in mind that the pandemic stats don't move in concert. Cases come down first. Next to come down, the number of COVID-19 positive patients in hospitals. That is happening slowly. The last COVID-19 stat to fall is deaths. They are still high in LA County, 36 today, and they figure to stay high for 2 weeks at least. One of the selling points of the mRNA vaccines by Pfizer and Moderna is that they can be tweaked to prevent infection from new COVID-19 variants like Omicron. Pfizer and its research partner BioNTech have done exactly that. They're now testing a vaccine version specifically designed to target Omicron. They've enrolled 1,400 volunteers in the trial. Dr. Paul Adamson is an infectious disease specialist at UCLA. He says if mRNA vaccines can be fine-tuned to deal with variants, do it.
One of the goals of changing the vaccine recipe, if you will, is so that we have vaccines that still work really well against the virus, but maybe not the virus that's circulating right now, but you want to try to predict into the future of what virus might be circulating in 6 to 9 months from now.
Dr. Paul Adamson at UCLA's Geffen School of Medicine, one of the COVID-19 experts you hear daily on KPCC's Air Talk. And by the way, Moderna is also expected to begin trials soon of its own Omicron-specific vaccine. The reward for information that leads to a conviction in the fatal shooting of a 16-year-old Compton girl is up to $60,000. There had been no reward offered until community activists began to ask why. The body of Tiani Theus, who was black, was found on January 8th along an off-ramp next to the 110 freeway in South L.A. L.A. County Supervisor Holly Mitchell put up $10,000 in reward money. She says she wants to use her bully pulpit to draw attention and information.
We've seen too many examples of black women across the country whose deaths or disappearances don't garner top-of-the-fold media attention.
Two members of the L.A. City Council, Marquise Harris Dawson and Curran Price, introduced a motion today to offer $50,000 in reward money. That plus the $10,000 from Supervisor Mitchell, that's still far less than the $250,000 reward offered after 24-year-old UCLA grad student Brianna Kupfer, who was white, was stabbed to death at a Hancock Park furniture store on January 13th. Now, the CHP is leading the investigation into the killing of Tiani Theus, but the LAPD is offering to help. Police Chief Michael Moore says someone knows something.
This murder did not occur in a vacuum. This young woman was tragically taken from us, and the people responsible are still amongst us, which pose an imminent risk to all of us.
The CHP wants to hear from anyone with car video who was driving along the 110 freeway near Manchester on the night of January 8th. It was a Saturday night. This week, students at Glendale Unified Schools will hear firsthand accounts from survivors of the Holocaust. The story now from KPCC's Julia Paskin.
Retired teacher David Meyerhoff's parents and grandparents survived the Holocaust. He now coordinates Holocaust speakers for the Glendale and LA Unified School Districts. Meyerhoff says it's important for young people to hear directly from survivors because there's a surprising lack of knowledge about Nazism and the systemic extermination of millions of Jews and other groups.
There's a huge gap in reality and what actually happened and the understanding on the part of many Americans.
Glendale Unified students in fifth grade and up will be hearing live from Holocaust survivors this week. International Holocaust Remembrance Day is on Thursday. The talks will also be recorded for younger students to watch in the future.
By the time they reach high school, they may not have any Holocaust speakers.
Meyerhoff says the speakers are in their 90s, and preserving their stories is a powerful tool in combating hate and prejudice. I'm Julia Paskin.
And we close with butterfly news. The number of Western monarch butterflies spending the winter in California has rebounded to more than 247,000 a year. It had fallen to about 2,000 not long ago. Still, leaders of the annual Western monarch count say today that the monarch population is still far below the millions found in the 1980s. It's not clear if the butterfly bounce back is temporary or permanent. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.